Protests are also rocking Hong Kong. It's long been known as an ultra-modern financial hub, a stable and business-friendly gateway into China. But the territory has been shaken by massive demonstrations that kicked off earlier last month, and in recent days, they've taken a darker turn. These disturbing scenes have been circulating on social media. The videos show men in white T-shirts and face masks assaulting protesters and random passengers in a Hong Kong train station last night. 45 people needed medical attention. Activists say the perpetrators were hired thugs, possibly from mainland China. One lawmaker went so far as to suggest they belong to organized crime groups known as the Triads. Lynette Ong is an associate professor of political science at the University of Toronto in Canada. Her research focuses on how China outsources coercion.
We do not have any firm evidence who are the mastermind behind hiring of thugs in this particular instance. But in Hong Kong, as well as in mainland China, it's a fairly common phenomenon to hire thugs or gangsters to carry out dirty jobs that local governments do not want to send in uniform security or uniform police officers. And back in 2014, during the tail end of the Occupy Central movement, similar thugs have also been sent in and attacked protesters indiscriminately. And at that time, there were eyewitness accounts that those attackers speak Cantonese with a different accent, so they could possibly be sent from Guangdong province. But in this particular instance, we do not know for sure who these thugs are and where they were from.
And we've seen in rural parts of China, when officials need people to move off land, these thugs have also appeared, correct?
Correct. So in my research on thugs for hire, on urbanization projects in China, it is actually very common that thugs are regularly sent to intimidate farmers and to intimidate residents to kick them off their land and their homes. It's a very cheap way of carrying out coercion because these people are paid on a project or daily basis. They do not receive any formal training and they are actually very easy to disperse.
Even without firm evidence of who these white-shirted thugs were over the weekend in Hong Kong, you would agree these people are organized and this pushback against protesters was not spontaneous?
Yes, that is very clear that it's an organized act to deal with protesters in an illegitimate way. It is hugely anticipated that over the last weekend there would be large-scale marches or protests. So definitely these people are organized well in advance.
And if they were directed by Beijing, that would mean the Chinese authorities have some line to the Triads, the Chinese mob, to hire these thugs. What is the evidence for that?
Not necessarily the case. So these people, these attackers might not necessarily be Triad members. So they could be anyone on the street who are willing to work for some money using their muscle power. So in the case of mainland China, these are usually unemployed people, former security agents, security guards, people who do not have proper security training. So it could be anyone on the street. Triad members would suggest that they are actually more organized, but it's not necessarily the case.
Got it.
Okay. Right. So in the case of Russia and other countries, these sort of activities is usually associated with underground criminal activities. But in the case of China, it's not necessarily the case. It could be any, you know, loosely organized group.
Why the white T-shirts? Do they carry any significance or symbolism?
No, there's no significance, but they were wearing masks. I think that was significant that they do not want to be seen publicly. Their identities do not want to be known.
I mean, China has one of the largest police and security forces in the world. They are fearsome. Why does it need to outsource this kind of coercion?
For the simple reason, really, to evade responsibility, right? To evade accountability. So people might suspect that it is the authorities who actually sent the thugs in, but there's no way to trace responsibility. So it allows the government to maintain a veneer of legitimacy behind these thugs.
Plausible deniability.
Plausible deniability.
We've been talking as if these thugs must have been directed by Beijing, but is it possible that somebody in the chief executive's office could have sent them out?
It is possible, but Chief Executive Carrie Lam has publicly denounced the violence. It is also possible that any businesses who do not want the protest to go on any further might have sent in people, right? We can't really rule it out. So it could be from a number of authorities or even businesses.
What does this signal in terms of what could be a new and possibly more dangerous phase for the protesters in Hong Kong, Lynette?
I suspect that the government is pretty desperate in warding off further protests, and short of rolling in the military tank, I think outsourced violence is a very effective means of wearing the protesters out. They have tried tear gas, it hasn't worked. I think violence, outsourced violence, it is going to be very effective because it will intimidate people. It will stop people from coming out.
Lynette Ong is an associate professor of political science at the University of Toronto. Thanks for your time.
Thank you.